You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Devotions for Friday. The readings from John chapter 8, verses 33 to 44. They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been." Lenten devotion for Friday. Readings from John chapter 8, verses 33 to 44. They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answers them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak what I've seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires." So ends the reading. Family is a beautiful, wonderful thing, isn't it? Relationships are nurtured, cherished, and sustained, woven in threads of love, trust, and promises kept, and a covenant between everyone. One belongs to the other, not only of blood and flesh, but of spirit and of character and compassionate, edifying love for each other. One can hear Paul's chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, often at weddings because of its emphasis on love's importance, indeed centrality in this life, and hope for the couple as they begin a family. However, being born into a family doesn't automatically guarantee that one will act, believe, stand for, or love as part of the family. Here in John's Gospel, Jesus confronts those Pharisees who claim to be sons of Abraham. Jesus directly challenges their claim by pointing out that they have forgotten what Abraham did. They forget that Israel was in fact enslaved to Egypt. But greater yet, anyone who commits sin is a slave to sin, Jesus reminds them. Being physically descended from Abraham is one thing, but living faithfully in accordance with the truth of God's word is another. They reveal that in their hearts they have a different father, a different loyalty, and a different family. As Moses and Paul each wrote, "Do not be circumcised in the flesh alone, but of the heart. For who is the true son of Israel, the one circumcised of the flesh or of the heart?" To follow self is to be enslaved to sin and to not hear the word Jesus speaks in John 8:43. And thus Jesus reveals who their true father is, the devil. And their will and ours, when we neglect the word and follow our own desires, this is the devil's desire, to lie, to kill, and to destroy, and thus not of God. Help me to show my father, my family's ties by living according to your love. Help me when I doubt myself to look to your word of promise, to your baptism, for you have claimed me as your own. Teach me in my stumbling, weak way to remember that you are for me and not against me, that you know my frailty, and in your love, you walk beside me. You carry me and hold me close to your heart as your child. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.